Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior. He's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Lord, we give you this time. I believe with those listening for their needs, and that you will reveal yourself to them as only you can. This overall series is called The Glory of the Lord. And this week I'm talking about the person, the personality of the Holy Spirit. This subject is so vast, as I said before, this series about the person and the personality of the Holy Spirit could last forever. I'm probably going to continue this at least for next week, just to touch on some of these glorious revelations. But first, let's just welcome the Holy Spirit. Only He can reveal these things. He is God Almighty. Amen. He's the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. And there's one main point I want to present in this short message. But before that, let's just remember, the chief end of man is to know the only true God. And man was born to fellowship with Him. I want to repeat that. Man was born to fellowship with God. He offers that. That's an example of how He is first, He's God, amen. But He is a person that we can know fully and fellowship with. Amen. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. And His name is Jehovah God Almighty. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Here's the one point that I want to try to focus on and present in as simply as possible, in as short a time as possible. But remember, everything in our most holy faith and everything about the only true God is an eternal revelation and beyond words. Amen. That's so, as I present this, I call it a point, it's a truth, it's beyond words. It really cannot be put into words, but here it is. A few messages ago, I spoke about Jesus' words when He said, the Lord, your God, the Lord is one. He was quoting Deuteronomy, and He said this before that He said the greatest commandment. The two great commandments. He is one God. He is one God. He's the only true God. And His glory fills the universe, but really the universe exists in Him. He's the only true God. Amen. He created the universe, He created the earth, He created mankind. And I'm getting there's really two eternal revelations that I want to present. And that's the first one, is that He is one God. Okay, we know now, those of us who have the Bible, and especially in modern times, that He is Jehovah God Almighty, the Father God Almighty, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. But hold that for a second. I don't want to get to that yet, because He is one God. Anyone, anywhere in the world, no matter who they are, whether they have a Bible or not, even if they never hear the gospel, can have that full relationship with Him, because He's one God and we know now that his glory is everywhere on the earth. He himself, everywhere on the earth. So that person can have a full relationship with him their whole life. And if they do, and they sincerely give their heart to God and walk with him, they'll spend eternity in heaven in glory. Amen. Please bear with me, and please do just, you know, pray for me. I'm getting over this cold, and my throat is bothering me. I know I don't sound good, but I want to get this message in, and I'm very excited to present it. Okay, let's just let the Holy Spirit, let's reveal that to us, that he's one God. No difference between any, he's one God. That person who finds him and they never have a Bible, never hear the gospel, they may not know, well, I don't want to go into that. Okay, now let me present the other eternal revelation. We know now that he's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father God Almighty, who Jesus spoke about often. Amen. Jesus Christ, this God's beloved Son, the Savior of the world. And he's also the Lord God Almighty. We know now, because we're fortunate to have the Bible, he's in heaven and their spirit on the earth, the Holy Spirit. And so again, every person in the world can have a full relationship with the only true God, who is one. No difference between the members of the Trinity. No difference. And why is it like this? Because God loves the world. God wants every person to know him and make it to heaven. Amen. We have the indisputable proof of that, knowing now that we know that Jesus Christ came to the earth as a man and died for the world. And as I mentioned, I've been emphasizing this. If God did that, there is no limit to what he does and will do and forever. Amen. And an example is that the Holy Spirit available to every person. Jesus explained and said, it's expedient. It's better that I go away. Because he said it so plainly. He spoke about the Holy Spirit as the helper and comforter 4 times, the Spirit of Truth 3 times, spoke so clearly. And now we have this glorious revelation that yes, the Holy Spirit is a person and has a separate, he is separate and distinct from the Father and the Son, and yet one God. So these are eternal revelations, and also it's simple, it's easy, it's glorious and wonderful, so glorious that God has set up this plan. What are some other examples or proofs that God loves the world? How can we know that? Because many people object and say, look at all the suffering, well, here's number one. The fact and the truth that he is one God, and that he himself, not just the Holy Spirit, I mean, the Holy Spirit is everywhere on the earth. He's God himself everywhere on the earth. So every person, even unbelievers, are literally surrounded by God and God's presence their whole life. I mean, that's how to think about that and to realize that, to get the revelation of that, this is amazing. God's made it simple, made it easy. All a person, so here's an overview. When someone just simply says yes, if they hear the gospel, they say yes to Jesus Christ, they are instantly, their spirit person's alive, and they're in the first of the four phases of knowing God. But it's up to a person whether or not they go deeper. Just like it's up to a person if they choose God, they choose Jesus Christ, or self. That's their choice. Same thing with every phase. And same thing, really, every day. Choose you this day whom you will serve. So it's. I want to encourage you with the revelations that God's made it simple and easy, and it's wonderful and glorious. The Holy Spirit, yes, He is. I know this message has not been about, you know, a lot about His person and personality, because to be honest, I want to just be honest with you in the spirit of full disclosure. I am not an expert on that. I refer any listener to Spurgeon's message, The Personality of the Holy Spirit, which is on YouTube. It's a wonderful message. It's about an hour long. And he talks about these glorious aspects of and truths that the Holy Spirit has a understanding. He has a will. He has power, of course, that He has made appearances on the earth throughout man's history. And in fact, in Jesus Christ's life, the reason Jesus Christ could do His ministry was because of the Holy Spirit came upon Him. And that's a whole nother glorious revelation. It's just so wonderful. And therein is another eternal revelation. We can do what Jesus did because of the Holy Spirit. That same Holy Spirit that came upon Jesus Christ, God's beloved Son, can come upon us. Jesus said, "He who believes in Me, the works that I do, he shall do also. He'll do even greater things than these." That's how. Well, here's another. I keep saying the phrase eternal revelation, but it's true, because that Holy Spirit that comes upon us is Jesus Christ. It's just so wonderful that the Holy Spirit is a great man of God, says He is Jesus unlimited. Amen. You know, and to think that Jesus Christ, again, I'll finish with this. Everything about Him reveals the only true God, Jehovah God Almighty, the Father God Almighty. Everything about Jesus. And even if we want to know what is the Holy Spirit like, just look at Jesus Christ. So here's the reason. Yesterday I was planning to give this message. I wanted to. The conclusion of it all is, you know, when we realize, yes, He's one God, but yet three separate and distinct persons. Someone may say, well, someone may wonder, and they may verbally ask, well, why is it like this? Because God loves the world and wants to save people. How much does He want to save them? Jesus Christ, His Son, died for the world. Left heaven, came to the earth as a man, lived 33 years, knowing He would have to go through His passion, knowing the suffering, shed his blood, died for the world, to think that that's how much God loves the world. And so that love continues on for eternity. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So glorious. His love did not stop when Jesus fulfilled his work and complete, you know, and died and rose again. And his Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, forever. I want to finish with just try to be very to keep it simple and not get, you know, emotional, because you know, when we meet the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus, okay, you know, tears may become our language. We just will be overcome with his glory and majesty and beauty and his mercy and love, and how it's just so simple and easy, and it's not difficult. It's what humans were born to do. It's exciting. It's thrilling. We now can do great, you know, we can do these things that God wants us to do, all because of the power of the Holy Spirit. And we can do things that will last forever, store up treasures in heaven. We can be an overcomer. We can, the possibilities are limitless and endless. And so I want to build hunger in anyone who will listen. I want to just continue to present this. And this series, you know, I want the Holy Spirit to reveal all of this to us, that he is God Almighty, and at the same time has a personality. He is a person. And he can and does reveal this to us. And his name is Jesus Christ. When we hear the name the Holy Spirit, we can substitute Jesus Christ. We could even substitute, well, it's a very holy, sacred thing, but at the same time, so simple. And it's, we can rest in him and not, we can realize that the possibilities are limitless and endless. This is what humans were created to do, is just to know him. To know him, and then he offers even fellowship. That's incredible. Like, if you ever wondered, if anybody ever wonders, well, what is the, you know, let's get down to the heart of the issue. What's the really, you know, people ask that phrase, what's the meaning of life? We were born to fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ. I do want to try to finish with this, but we were created for a relationship with God, first and foremost, and then also, of course, with people. We need to be in right relationship with all people. First and foremost, though, with God, and it's a relationship. there's the potential for fellowship with him. That's what, you know, sadly, most believers don't go deeper and get to that place, okay? Tragically, most people don't even get saved. But man was that's what is the I'll say it once, I'll say it again, and I'm really want to continue to say it because I don't hear that a lot. Man was born to men and women, humans were born to fellowship with Jesus the Christ, with God Almighty, with the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's one time I told Reinhard, I spoke to Reinhard Bonnke on the phone once. He had no idea who I was. And I told him, I asked him, that's what I want to do. And he said, amen. That's the answer. That's how we... Now, when a human just, there's four phases. If a human just gets into the first phase, that's the greatest thing they could ever do. They're saved. They're born again. That they don't have to go into the subsequent phases. They don't have to. They'll make it to heaven if they just stay there, walk with Jesus Christ, do their best. They'll make it to heaven. Amen. But he offers fellowship. That's... And Reinhard explained on the phone, the way he explained it was, is that God drew, I remember this specifically. I said, well, how can I do that? He said, God grows the trees from the ground up. And he said, have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? I said, yes. He said, well, God has invested capital in you. Mighty capital. We don't hear this taught a lot. We just don't hear it taught. I may do this. The next series might be called that. Man was born to fellowship with Jesus. And that series could last for 100,000 million years. I'm keeping this message going. Anyone who's continuing to listen to this message, you know, I just want to continue to say it and proclaim it, talk about this, you know, get this out into the airways. Is that the right word? The airways. You know, this overall series is the glory of the Lord. That's the Lord Himself, the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So glorious, so wonderful. I mean, how encouraging is that to know that someone who has Jesus Christ has God Almighty, the glory of God, God Himself in their spirit person and all around them. And if they just continue on in heaven, they will be in His glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.